USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. In the days after the Democratic Party's collapse in the Virginia governor's race, party strategists descended on the Commonwealth to figure out what went wrong and understand just how bad the national outlook might be next year. What they discovered, largely through focus groups and polling, was even worse than expected. The Democratic Party's entire brand was a wreck. Voters couldn't name anything the Democrats had done, except a few who said we passed the infrastructure bill. The center-left group Third Way and its pollsters said in a report, obtained first by Politico, on focus groups they ran in Virginia. Pfizer announced that in the event that a vaccine escape variant emerges, such as the new Omicron variant, a new vaccine could be ready in the next 100 days, Mediaite reported. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
President Biden this week said don't blame him for the painful spike in gasoline prices.
I also want to briefly address one myth about inflated gas prices. They're not due to environmental measures. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
Senator Pat Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania, who serves on the Senate Banking, Budget, and Finance Committees, Toomey told Fox News' Brett Baer, it's unbelievable.
One of the very first things this president did was shut down the Keystone Pipeline, a tremendous source of oil, suspending the ability to drill for oil and gas in places where we have oil and gas.
The UK Health Security Agency published a weekly vaccine surveillance report from October 25th to November 21st. The vaccinated accounted for 61% of all cases, 66% of all hospitalizations, and 81% of all deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nation's highest court will take up a controversial abortion law this week.
Abortion will be front and center before the Supreme Court again, as the High Court will hear arguments on Monday that challenge the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. This case, known as Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, is a challenge to what pro-choice activists have called a blatantly unconstitutional abortion ban. Mississippi's 2018 Gestational Age Act prohibits abortions after 15 weeks. The exceptions do include rape and incest. It's been referred to, though, as a direct attack on Roe v. Wade. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A security guard died from wounds he suffered while trying to protect a news crew in California, authorities said Saturday. Kevin Nishita, an ex-police officer who worked as an armed guard for the Star Protection Agency, was helping guard a KRON-TV crew on Wednesday in Oakland when somebody tried to steal the crew's camera equipment. Nishita was shot in the lower abdomen and rushed to the hospital. He died early Saturday, according to the Oakland Police Department. We are devastated by the loss of our security guard and our friend, Jim Rose, KRON-TV's vice president and general manager, said in a statement. This senseless loss of life is due to yet another violent criminal act in the Bay Area. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.